Greetings. Today is Holy Saturday, April the 11th, and this is the sixth and last meditation for the Easter week, brought to us today by Jacques, and I'm reading the translation of his meditation. We invite you to read Mark chapter 15, verses 24 to 47. This reading is about the centurion, the woman, and Joseph. One would have thought that the death of Jesus would put an end to all speech and all movement, and that this Holy Saturday would be not only the day of great silence, but also the day of the cessation of this movement initiated by Jesus. We see that this is not the case. The death of Jesus sounds the death knell, but only for the scoffers. In the text, the only ones to be silenced are those who mock Jesus. That is to say, passers-by, high priests and scribes, and also the other crucified ones who insult him. For them, the death of Jesus proves their insults right, so they have nothing more to say. Those who still have something to say, or do, are a centurion, some women, and Joseph of Arimathea, a distinguished member of the council. They have something left to say, or do, because they were touched by Jesus himself, each in their own way. The centurion, first of all, is touched by the way in which Jesus has died. Seeing that he had thus died, he says, "Surely this man was the Son of God." Then the women, because they followed him and served him when he was in Galilee. Joseph, finally, because he awaited the kingdom of God, which Jesus did not cease announcing during his life. Surprisingly, when Jesus died, these people speak and move. The centurion, "Truly this man was the Son of God." What a word from him. It is before a dead body that this Roman recognizes the sonship of Jesus. What hope. The women, they looked from afar. They looked where he was put. For them, death is not the end of all things. They still have to embalm the body, as this woman embalmed the body of Jesus in advance by spreading a perfume of great price on his head 2 days before his death. See Matthew chapter 26. The woman still had to do it. What hope! Joseph, he boldly entered Pilate's house and claimed the body of Jesus. In verse 43, Joseph claims the body of Jesus. Pilate gives him a corpse. In verse 45, the word usually translated as body should be translated as corpse. But in verse 43, Joseph actually claims a body to Pilate. Waiting for the kingdom of God changes Joseph's gaze on the dead body of Jesus. It's not a corpse, but a body that needs to be taken care of. You have to buy a shroud, wrap the body in it, and place it in a new tomb cut in the rock. What hope! Three people, three ways of seeing life in this dead body. To be sure, this death of Jesus on the cross brings to life something in common between people whom society then separated. What is there in common between a Roman soldier, the women of Galilee, and a religious man? It is a gathering in the image of the meeting of the most holy place, with the rest of the temple produced by the tearing of the veil. Access to life, to God, is no longer in the pure and unclean mode. But while tearing apart, the veil allows an unprecedented gathering. A division appears that we did not know. It is the division of the veil into two pieces, in verse 38. This new separation is that between the mockers that death silences and the others who hope for life instead of death. Here is the risen body of Christ already happening while we are only on the eve of Easter. Let us be in the hope of his coming. Let's pray. Lord, thank you for leaving for us in your word the example of this centurion, these women, and Joseph, who saw life where death is usually seen. make us resemble them. Like them, let us enter into the hope of your coming in us. Lord, thank you for silencing the scoffers and for bringing together those who hope in you. Lord, you are our God. Teach us to keep your word so that we never see death. Amen.